Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This one is a bishop of the bishops. Wadamme. Wadamme. Le pese wadamme.
Raidibana.
Evening, Bishop, and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Evening, servant of the Most High God, and your beloved listeners, the Radio Pulpit.
They have received the blessings.
Hallelujah, they've received the blessings.
Bishop. Today we are doing something different.
Yes, His Excellency.
Yes, Your Highness, Your Majesty. we are raising funds for Radio Pulpit.
Okay.
So we're encouraging people to give banehele as we continue with our topic, a very interesting topic that we started last week. I just wanted to at least let you know that as we share with them, we just continue to encourage them to give. And before we continue with what you have for us, Mfundis Wam, do you have testimonies of people that called you and say, Mfundis, ish, we were listening, and we got encouraged and all that. Mfundis Wam.
You know, man of God, thank you so much again for this opportunity, Muruti. You know, the church has produced, Muruti, billions of converts, but very few disciples. And when you look deeper, converts can make disciples, Muruti, but disciples can reproduce themselves. Having said that, we were touching the subject, the reality of your commitment as a Christian, you know, in your spiritual truth, and we quoted the book of Romans chapter number 12. I believe I can just quote maybe 2 verses 2 and 3, just for the love of the word. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. But now, verse 3, Ruti Iri, because of the privilege and authority God has given, I give each of you this warning. Don't think you are better than you really are. Be honest in your evaluation of yourselves, measuring yourselves by the faith God has given us. Powerful testimonies, Muruti, that we get, a lot of appointments that are waiting. And because I'm a very busy man, you know, I'm a very busy man. I'm trying to, you know, be there at a, you know, four or five places at the same time. But sometimes I wish that we were given 36 hours, but 24 hours sometimes is not enough. But Murud, what I've realized, you know, in the longest of time as we were dwelling into the truth of who we are, I've realized that our state of our current affairs, as far as the church is concerned, the level mentality of the convent, ke ona etsa ngore they have to put time aside and remind people that they need to give. Because we don't have disciples, we have converts. And this is what we have experienced in our churches. This is what we have experienced in our in our Christian journey. And I'm saying this very humbly, Muruti, because our biggest challenge that we have encountered as a church and as a society, we were faced with this, you know, two-faced demon, Eilenyaga, and then, you know, very strategically so and constructively, focusing only on one thing to paralyze us, and that was the mind. If unlevela how we think, how we reason, how we think of ourselves, we were somehow programmed and structured and wired in that way, or it's a Maya, but also come back, you know, don't go beyond, you know, there is this wall, Eloring. And I've been saying this, you know, from time to time, especially how the whole thing was structured, how the whole thing was cooked. We cannot come and deal with it radically so. It is a spiritual war. But as much as it is a spiritual war, we need to know where the powerhouse is, Mruti, because we wasted too much time sometimes going for the whole night prayers, you know, we pray. Without any implementation and action at all. And after praying, and then it's another prayer, until people, they keep on repeating one thing over and over again.
And the next thing, but they get bored and they don't come to prayer anymore.
That's why we have church board, you know. That's why we have church board. We have people who are bored there. These people are bored because now they cannot, they don't have the gift of what they are trying to share. They don't have the gift of what they are trying to drive. Muruti, if we can instill and inculcate, you know, the power and the truth, Elori retorted from the word of God, Banembarona, young as they are. This thing, Okamile, retomeka banabarona basale banyani. Sometimes to deal with the old mutually, what's saying? Because once someone has said, so to say, if common law is a limit, my focus, my goal now, Muruti, is not necessarily, you know, to change the Bible, but all I'm trying to do is that let us come in some other means to invent new methods and tools to present the Bible to the world, Muruti. And as much as we are doing that now, we are coming with the practical side of doing things. We need to teach Banabarona the power of wealth, the power of money, by first teaching them how to value themselves. Sometimes many people, especially Christians, they overrate themselves, you know, they think highly of themselves because they don't sit down and do proper evaluation, or yes, as much as kiri kiarera kibeba to matsoho kiluansa madimona, but all these things it take it luansa. 90% yazona hasena ya di creator na, because Muruti, when we speak, we create, and we know that for the longest of time, when people, they set their eyes on the goals, immediately when they achieve one thing, they will celebrate maybe for a month or maybe for 2 weeks. From there, I mean, they change the focus, I mean, to look at another goal again. But now when they look at the next goal, they forget about the past achievement. That is why over and over tomorrow now, you know, they meditate more on less than achievement. They meditate more than what that they can. You know, we sometimes not very certain about our abilities because we rate ourselves very low depending on how much we think of ourselves. And this is why, Muruti, when we look at the reality of our commitment in the spiritual truth, number one, it will be, am I totally liberated? Am I saved? Because I strongly believe, His Excellency, that there is a vast difference between Mutiabito and Muzalwani, a born again child of God. Those two people are not the same. There is a vast difference between the two. Because in Mutiaring, I am a born again child of God. If somebody, Yailem Adula Fat, Abona or Untatela, Wang Susa Wang Begala, Manje saying say Shelly, and now that means I'm still achieving, I'm still winning in the journey of life, and we can only achieve that by looking back. Now, as I'm saying this, I'm saying to somebody who's listening to us right now, who's busy now trying to invest into certain things, Muruti, Abiseluri, they can never buy time, they can never buy life. I was sitting somewhere today, Muruti, in one of the restaurants, in one of our, well-known suburbs, and I was looking at this old woman. She was sitting there, and as I'm looking at her, I can see that this old woman, she is filthy rich, but now she's old, Muruti. She's got all those, bling blings, and you can look at the style of dress, She can even hardly walk. Now there are certain things, tailoring, we gather them, but we don't invest into the future. We don't invest into life. Yes. I mean, us investing money in the programs like Radio Pulpit, where we are dealing with our divine nature, where we look deeper within ourselves, or in order for us to be totally liberated. We don't have to go and run, distracting. Richie said it in 4 years. If I can reach
absolutely.
We really see ourselves like those people by ignoring when Moses, when Joshua, who sent them? It was Moses. Moses sent them to go and spy the land. And when they came back, they saw themselves as grasshoppers. Now, how you see yourself will always hinder things that you need to achieve.
Yes.
How you see yourself, it will always... That's why, Muruti, for the longest of time, we need to run away. We need to shy away from people who carry negative energy.
Absolutely.
Because such people, they don't know, Muruti, the ability that is given unto them. They just want things for themselves, but they don't have the gift of sharing. What Radio Pulpit is doing, Muruti, is amazing. I mean, even, and Twina, it told me, like, Karamalapa Aruna, there are people, Muruti, they don't sit down to teach. You know, Muruti, I was listening to one of the radio stations, Unali program, the questions they ask Bana, the questions, and this young boy at the age of 9, he won 10,000. And now this man, one more, the first thing that I'm going to do, I'm going to give 10% to my church. Muruti, I shared some tears.
Wow.
I said, God, I thank you, Muruti. But I think Anabupulabaka, at least there is hope for the future.
Yeah.
Because if we can have people who can invest more into the things of God by commanding the soil to release the minerals, because the more you release, it's the more you create space to receive more.
Mfundisi, yes, we hear you.
If you keep things to yourself, if you keep things for yourself, Muruti, you remain the same.
Invest in fundies. It's like you are digging your one, what's that?
On grave, Muruti.
Yeah.
There are certain, Muruti, you don't take a dime to the grave. You don't take and blind to the crime. Mm. There are people, by Loring, I'm sitting among people, Muruti. By Loring, they are counting millions, some they are counting billions. And they don't scare me, because what I have is more than what they have.
Absolutely.
Because if what I have, I'm content with, I can stand up and look at myself and say, wow, boy, by the grace of God, you are still winning. By looking backwards,
just for a little while, and we will continue with it. Just to remind the people, the listener of Radio Pulpit, what is it that we are doing? We're raising funds for Radio Pulpit. All you need to do is to send the word give, followed by the amount you are pledging to 37871. And yes, Mfundis, let's do this. Let's go to this ad break, and after that, we will continue with our discussion.
It's here. Radio Pulpit's new website is live. You can tune in at radiopulpit.co.za and enjoy crystal clear sound with just a click of a button, or listen to our podcasts. Discover biblical truths in our daily devotionals and let our stories of hope inspire you. You can download our app on this new look, easy to use platform. Find your favorite program, get to know our presenters and so much more at radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, we're still with Bishop David Malatse. It has just gone 8 minutes to eight on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Somebody has just responded, Mfundis, and she's saying, I don't know whether it's a he or she, but I know they will respond. They're online as we speak. She's saying, I'm giving, wow. I give 300 rands. I'm giving on behalf of my friend going to court tomorrow. May the will of God be seen and done. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. That 300 rand will go a long way indeed. And of course, all of you listening right now, you haven't responded as yet, please do so. Your response is very, very important to us. We'll be able to know exactly whether we have reached our target. Remember, we had 2.2 million deficit due to COVID-19. So we are actually trying to raise that money so that we can close that gap, because hey, it's a lot of money that we lost due to COVID-19, but we are saying please help us so that we can be able to raise that amount and things will be able to go back. I'm not saying they're not back to normal, but hey, you know, your help will go a long way with regards to us achieving that goal of 2.2 million rands, whatever the amount you give. Normally I'd like to put it this way, that if you are listening right now and you respond and you say, you know what, I have 100 rand that I can give, and it's 300 of us that they are responding to that. 300 times, and actually let's say 3,000, because Radio Pulpit has got over 200,000 listeners. 200,000. Just say, Mfundis, just 30,000 of us and respond as just 30,000 out of the 300,000 listeners that we have. 30,000 respond. And my dictionary is actually failing me. It's a little bit slow because I'm not good with math. It's okay. I said 30,000, right? Right? Could it be 3 million? 30,000. And 100. And they all contribute 100 rands. It's 3 million.
Mruti, only somebody agar for 10 million right now. If they can understand that nothing succeeds like success. You know. We need to build a generation, Lorraine. They are hungry for success, and now success is gala when you time travel into the future. You know, looking at the things, say Lorraine, bridge. And I'm saying this tonight, Muruti, because people might think, worry, you know, na kuya kereke ifedile, but kimo na kuya kereke ikalante. And the more we value what the church is all about, Muruti, the gospel is not cheap. You know, people need to understand that the gospel is not cheap. And if and only if Banaba Modim, they still believe the power, Yahore, when you give, then you can receive. I challenge you tonight in the name of Jesus. Just take an extra mile. It is not a matter of you are hoping for a miracle. It's not a matter of, you know, you want to achieve this. You are doing what is right. You know, we are those people, by Lord, we are the conduit of light. We are the conduit of glory, and our power is hidden in sharing. So now the more we share is the more we expand. And I know that there are certain things to say, Loring, many people Baba Kaudi achieve a matilo. But I can assure you now that some of the things to say, Loring Mudim, Uko Yesa Banemba How, Lebanemba Banaba How, Uko Hopula Litatili, because Reserva Mudim, Yatsibam were thinking. Reserva Mudim, Yatsibam were thanking. Reserva Mudim, Yatsibam were Kia Leboa. Now, every good thing we yet are, because I care. When I feel I'm rooty, saying, Sonka di Milan Sona, our Rikisi Buse, Litenki, Likaore, Huluki, Huluki. The more we do what is right, is the more we invest into the future. It's the more we invest to the next coming generation. And I'm saying this, Mruti, by saying to you, Linda, I will also play a role, you know, tonight, you know, to sow a seed into this powerful program, a seed of 1,000 rand. You know, to make sure that Levangeli is our hub, Levangeli.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. Thank you very much.
I'm challenging the man of God. I'm challenging Banaba Mudimu. Even those, by Loring, they were just, you know, like scanning, and they happened to listen. This is the radio station as we are talking. It is not by a coincidence. God ushered you into this program right now in order for you to partake into greater and bigger things. So by so saying, Murutwak, I'm saying it is doable and it is already done in the name of Jesus.
Thank you very much, Mfundis. But do send the word give so that we can be able to know her. Yes, somebody has already contributed, more especially in this program, and they will know her. Yes, Mfundis is leading by the examples indeed.
Mfundis, what is the number? Let me do it now, Murutwak.
Okay, it's 37871. That's the SMS number.
I'm going to my SMS.
Yes.
I'm going to my SMS.
And start with the word give.
37871.
Yeah, you start with the word give.
The word give.
Yes, and you punch
and
three.
And also write the amount, ne?
Yes, please, Mfundis. And send
okay,
it.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully, it would be here before we leave. Mfundis, your contact details, time is not on our side, Mutlanga Mudimo. What can you say
Mruti
to them?
It's 072-316-1117.
All right. That's Muruti's contact details there. That's Pastor David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti Leka Moso, Mudimo Ahwetse Hantle.
God bless you, sir.
All right. Yeah, 012-316-1117. Yes, I know them by heart, by the way. 012-316-1117. Yeah, the number to Bishop David Malatse. Please keep on listening to the other programs of Radio Pulpit. Right after me is Hlala Night, and keep those SMSs coming, those contributions coming.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
It's difficult to face the overwhelming pressures of life alone. Sometimes we just need someone to talk to, someone to listen to us. And what better way to do that than through a quick and easy WhatsApp text? Whether you're having a hard time coping with school, family issues, being bullied, depression, or anxiety, speak to someone who cares today. Send a WhatsApp message to 064-530-6805 or 074-995-9085. Our I Am Youth Counseling team, Charles Dudoy and Danny Vambili, are ready to connect with you today.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.